The beginning of understanding rests in this appalling problem with the recognition that the weapon of mass destruction is a sterile and hopeless weapon, which may for a time serve as an answer of sorts to itself, as an uncertain sort of shield against utter cataclysm, but which cannot in any way serve the purposes of a constructive and hopeful foreign policy. The true end of political action is, after all, to affect the deeper convictions of men. This the atomic bomb cannot do. The suicidal nature of this weapon renders it unsuitable both as a sanction for diplomacy and as the basis of an alliance. Such a weapon is simply not one with which one can usefully support political desiderata, nor is it one with which one readily springs to the defense of one's friends. There can be no coherent relation between such a weapon and the normal objects of national policy. A defense posture built around a weapon suicidal in its implications can serve in the long run only to paralyze national policy, to undermine alliances, and to drive everyone deeper and deeper into the hopeless exertions of the weapons race. Now, these thoughts are not mine alone. They are shared by many other people. They've been well expressed on many other occasions. If I've seen fit to restate them here, it's only to make my own position clear and to emphasize that the validity of this outlook is in no way affected by the Soviet Earth satellite, nor will it be affected if we, in our turn, launch a satellite ourselves. But even among those who would go along with all that I have just said, there have recently been other tendencies of thought with which I also find myself in respectful but earnest disagreement. I have in mind here in particular the belief that the so-called tactical atomic weapon, the atomic weapon designed, that is, to be used at relatively short range against the armed forces of the adversary, rather than at long range and against his homeland, the belief that this tactical weapon provides a suitable escape from the sterility of any military doctrine based on the long-range weapon of mass destruction. Now let me explain what I mean by this. A number of thoughtful people, recognizing the bankruptcy of the hydrogen bomb and the long-range missile as the basis for a defense policy, have pleaded for the simultaneous cultivation of other and more discriminate forms of military strength, and ones that could conceivably be used for some worthwhile limited national objective without suicidal effect. Some have advocated a policy of what they call graduated deterrence. Others have chosen to speak of the cultivation of a capacity for the waging of limited war, by which they mean a war limited both in the scope of its objects and in the destructiveness of the weapons to be employed. In both instances, what they have had in mind was to find an alternative to the hydrogen bomb as the basis for national defense. One can, I think, have only sympathy and respect for this trend of thought. It certainly runs in the right direction. Force is, and always will be, an indispensable and legitimate ingredient in human affairs. The alternative to a hopeless kind of force is never no force at all. A first step away from the horrors of the atom must be the adequate development of agencies of force more flexible, more discriminate, less suicidal in their effects. Had it been possible to develop such agencies in a form clearly distinguishable from the atomic weapon, this, unquestionably, would have provided the most natural path of escape from our present dilemma. Unfortunately, this seems no longer to be an alternative, at least so far as the great nuclear powers are concerned. The so-called tactical atomic weapon is, as I understand it, now being introduced into the armed forces of my own country, and I believe there is an intention to introduce it into yours. We must assume that the same thing is occurring in the Soviet Union. And while many people in our respective governments have become convinced, I am sure, of the need for being able to fight limited as well as total wars, It seems now to be largely by the use of the tactical weapon that they propose to fight them. It appears to be their hope that by cultivation of this weapon, the tactical one, we can place ourselves in a position to defend the NATO countries successfully without resorting to the other, to the long-range strategic one, that our adversaries can then also be brought to refrain from employing the long-range one, that warfare can thus be restricted to whatever it is that the tactical weapon implies, and that in this way, the more apocalyptic effects of long-range nuclear warfare may be avoided. It's this thesis which I cannot accept. That it would prove possible, in the event of an atomic war, to arrive at some tacit and workable understanding with the adversary as to the degree of destructiveness of the weapons that would be used and the sort of target to which they should be directed, seems to me to be a very slender and wishful hope indeed.